I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you ever question your parental abilities, your decisions? I have. I'm sure most of us have. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Last week, I mentioned my daughter's heading off to college and was looking for some advice from people who might know what they're actually talking about. So we're going to head to the phones because we got a pro on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Carrie Grusho. How are you?
I'm doing good, Carrie. Can you give us your official title? What is your job?
Sure. I'm a career services coordinator at RIT.
So when kids are looking to graduate, do you help them kind of see their way into the workplace, or you help kids who have graduated high school make their way into there?
Excellent question. I work at the college, so for students who are looking for internships and co-op experiences, and for students that are looking for post-graduation full-time positions.
We love that you're calling, because Billy is going through a first.
Yes.
Right now.
Oh, boy.
My daughter's going to graduate a year early. She's super smart. She's going to be probably top five or six in her class.
Uh-huh.
She's already got, thank you. And she's already got enough college credits under her belt that she could almost, she's this close to starting college as a sophomore. Like, she is
that's
super motivated.
Fantastic. So, that, you know, that's like an intrinsic skill right there. You can't, you know,
yeah.
You can't teach drive. So that's awesome.
But my question for you is more about the parents than the kids. At what level should parents be involved with their kids when they decide what they're going to do, where they're going to go, how they're going to pay for it? Do you have advice for me as a dad?
Definitely. And it is tough, right? There's growing pains involved both sides. Because if you think about this, this is like their next chapter, right? So it's a lot of pressure and a lot of excitement. And for the parents, we are like really measuring our ability to kind of like loosen the reins and shift our role from more like decision maker to perspective giver. So it's kind of like GPS. They are driving the car. They have to like find their path, and they have to deal with the experience of college and the outcome of that experience. But, you know, we still have a seat at the table, but they're really ultimately choosing the direction that they go. But we have to be kind of like the ones that give structure to that emotional decision, so that they have things to think about that they may not be considering. So definitely have conversation with your daughter about, you know, obviously financial costs and what that look like in 4 years, what that really mean, you know, academics, like what are they studying? And, you know, think about like private versus public. Are you going for the name or are you going for the fit? Mm-hmm. You know, location. All of those things are huge factors that they may not think about it like right from the start. So, you know, we have two ears and one mouth. We kind of need to let them do the driving and us do more of the listening, but we still have a seat at the table and they need help with this decision. But ultimately, it has to be something that they have skin in the game, because they're going to do better when they take ownership of this decision.
We're speaking with Carrie. She works out at RIT, helps students get ready for college and internships and stuff like that. Carrie, stick around. I want to ask you, how do you prepare a kid to move away from home that has never been away from their parents, like ever? We'll get into that in just a couple minutes on WBEE. College for my daughter is only a couple months away. And I am terrified at the thought of just dropping her off somewhere and driving away. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. We're chatting with Carrie. She is a career services counselor at RIT.
Has she ever been far away before?
Not without one of us with her.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Hey, you know what?
She's ready to break free, man.
She's ready to go.
Yeah.
She's
These
sick
two
of
have
cows.
Been like, yeah, short leash. She's ready.
Yep.
I remember, man, my family. My dad and my mom drove me to Boston, dumped me off in my dorm room. My dad he worked nights, right? Six nights a week, hard worker, all the whole thing, right? And he had to go to work. It was actually 8 hour drive. So we load up the van, we drive. My roommate's not there yet. So I get into my dorm room. They dump the cardboard boxes and the Tupperware tins and all that stuff, right? The big bin in the dorm room. I'm sitting on my bed. They leave. Like, they didn't even stay for lunch. They had to go back. And I was like, okay, this is the rest of my life. All right, we got it.
That's
like,
it.
Next step, let's do it. And it was totally fine. She's going to be fine. And yeah. You know what? Now we have FaceTime and we have like everything better.
Oh, you can have Alexa in her room that you could talk back and forth on. It's crazy. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. She's going to be awesome. And here's the thing, at the end of the day, if she doesn't like it, if she gets there and you know, that first semester is going to be tough, right?
Yeah.
It's a whole new environment. It's the excitement and the novelty kind of wears off. And then,
hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
And it's like reality hits you. But if she can toss it out first year and she like loves it and she's excited and thriving, awesome. If not, she changes gears. And that's life, right? We got to like adapt and modify and overcome. So I think she's got a good head on her shoulders and she's got support. She's way ahead of the game. So then you're already doing your research and talking to individuals in the industry. She's going to be fine. How exciting for her. What an interesting career path.
Yeah. Well,
I would tell her, get an internship, man. Get an internship. And if she can't get an internship right away, do some shadowing. Like, go in and have conversations.
She has actually checked schools off because they didn't have really good established internship programs. So she knows. She knows. She's a smart girl. Listen, I really appreciate you calling.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I will say one more thing. Leverage alumni. Alumni connections are huge. So tell her to talk to alumni from that school that are in the industry and have conversations and start networking with them because people love to help people from the alma mater.
True.
So, all right, this was lovely. So thank you so much
thank
for having
you.
Me. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you calling. Take care.
All right. Have a great day.
You
Take
too.
Care.
Thanks,
Bye.
Gary.
Good luck.
Imagine being rejected by your own mother, then being bullied by coworkers. That was the actual reality of that little baby monkey in Japan.
Oh, I haven't cried yet, but this music I feel like is going to make me cry.
How could anybody see the Punch? The little monkey's name is Punch, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Punch the Monkey story and not be touched.
Can I just say I had not heard of this Punch the Monkey?
Oh my God, it was everywhere on social media this weekend.
So I was at the RV show and a listener came up.
Oh,
and
no.
Her husband was like, don't get her crying again. And she goes, DJ, have you seen the video of Punch the Monkey? And I thought she was like someone was punching a monkey.
Right.
And I was like, I have not. And she's like, it's a little monkey. And she starts to cry.
How can you not cry?
And he goes, she keeps talking about it and then crying about it. Like they're there to look at an RV and she's like, and everybody turned against him.
Okay, if you haven't seen it, yes, this little monkey was rejected by his mom and now he's in a zoo and he's like being bullied by all the other monkeys and he's got this stuffed monkey. He's running around and he was
his
like,
best friend is a stuffed monkey.
From
stuffed
IKEA.
Orangutan from
and
IKEA.
There's a video of Punch trying to get him like the stuffed monkey to hold him and like
oh.
Spoon him. And he's just like holding it. How can you not cry?
Oh.
Poor little Punch.
Oh my God. So everybody just wanted to go get Punch.
We have breaking news on Punch the Monkey. Punch the Monkey apparently has a friend. Another monkey has befriended Punch the Monkey. Is this true? Multiple sources reporting that Punch the Monkey now has a friend.
Oh my God.
What are your sources?
The internet. My sources are trust me, bro. So apparently he has a little friend now.
Thank God, because I couldn't handle another video of poor little Punch running
there
around.
There was like hundreds of thousands of people who were about ready to break into that zoo.
I'll be your friend, Punch.
You come home with me. I'll hug you every day.
Now, there is a little silver lining in this. IKEA says there, how do you even say the name of this thing? Djungelskog? Orangutan plush stuffed animal. It retails for $20. They're sold out. So hopefully, you know what would be nice? If they took maybe the proceeds from selling that little stuffed orangutan and gave them to the zoo or to other zoos to help little monkeys that are being bullied by other monkeys or something.
Ugh. He's a baby monkey.
He's so cute.
It's just the thing, like, doesn't know what.
What is the weirdest reason you have thrown or attended a party? And when you hear what you're about to hear, you're going to understand a little better why hope is the way hope is. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Yeah, the apple and the tree.
Very close together.
Mm-hmm.
My mom disclosed on Friday she is having her shoulder replaced, and she wants to have a going away party for her shoulder.
My God.
She was like, I figured we could get everyone together.
Oh, my God.
And then I'd have, like, pork shoulder that would be served.
Oh.
And then everyone could wear, like, cold shoulder tops.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? Does that not sound exactly like a party that Hope would have?
Absolutely.
Like, full of huge ideas.
Does your whole family that operate this way?
That is bizarre.
No.
Your dad's not like this? Because you went to some interesting parties. What was the party with the boat?
We had a ships and dip party, but yeah, that was with my friends. It. And my mom did use that as an excuse. She was like, well, Hope went to a ships and dip party. Why can't I have a going away party for my shoulder?
A shoulder party. Come on.
Separation.
Let's just separation. Have parties about every change in our life. Hey,
why not? Life is short.
I'm perimenopausal. We can have a goodbye estrogen party for
Let's
me.
Do it.
Say goodbye to my estrogen.
What would we
Everybody
have?
Everybody wear something estrogen themed. So what are you going to do with this party?
I'm not hosting it. Am I supposed to host it on behalf of my mom?
So she's hosting it. And then what? I don't know. People are supposed to show up with what? Like, do you bring a gift? Or you just come drink and eat and wear open-shouldered stuff?
I think she just wants to gather. And she's going to be out of commission for however many weeks with her shoulder. So I think she is very intentional about making all of these plans. Like, she asked me, she's getting the surgery done the day before my birthday. And she was like, so I thought we'd celebrate your birthday the weekend before, because I just don't know how I'm going to be feeling. And then we've got Mother's Day and we've got my shoulder party. So I think she's trying to book all these social engagements.
It's already on the calendar, a shoulder party.
It is. It's Sunday, May 3rd.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.